Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out Bill's website, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's where you can find the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. You can find it there. You can find it at nfib.com. Bill is gracious enough to allow us to publish the summary on our website, which we do, so you can find it there. Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you do on behalf of small business to get the word out about us. You're one of the great advocates for small business out there, and we appreciate that very much. So hiring has been up a little bit. Most everything else is kind of sideways. Capital spending. You know, one of the reasons capital spending hasn't been great, Bill, You know about the Section 179 that the Congress keeps waiting until the middle of December to renew, right?
Oh, that's right. The expensing.
This is ridiculous.
It is absurd.
This is what 76% of my audience meant when they said anti-business policies coming out of Washington. Last year, Bill, and folks, I reported on this yesterday, Bill, they waited till December the 19th, I think it was, to renew the R&D and the Section 179 direct expensing for the year retroactive to January. But you now, at the 19th of December, you don't have time to get anything in service before the end of the year.
Exactly.
And they wonder why the economy is stuck at 2%.
Yep. Well, they generate so much uncertainty, you know, so they make you, they want you to be a gambler, you know.
Yeah.
What do you know, bet your money or not bet your money and see what we do, you know. It's really absurd, the kinds of policies that we're running.
Well, it's if any of us did anything like what they do, we would be fired before lunch.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't even make it to the first break, mid-morning. We'd be fired.
No doubt about it.
And what? I mean, it's just. It would be a joke if it were funny.
Yeah.
It was so sad and so dangerous.
In the meantime, you know, if you look at our planned capital outlays, you know, we have about 25% planning capital outlays. Well, you know, back in the late 90s, that was over 40%. That's a huge difference. In terms of actually making expenditures, we're running 10 to 15 points below our best times.
In a sector that does half the economy, folks, look what that would do to the GDP.
I mean, 10% of 6 million owner firms, employer firms, not to mention all the others, you know, are fewer. They're not spending money on capital and equipment, which means productivity is going to be impacted for the long term.
Yep.
It's just a bad story.
It is. It really is. Bill, talk to us about the Fed. The Fed's meeting next week. They've got their last meeting in December. You're pretty close to these guys. You're a Fed watcher. You should have been on the Fed, in my opinion. You should have been the next chairman before Yellen. But what have you in your life? Have you ever seen so much sniping and so much questioning of the Fed as there is now?
I have not, and you're getting it even from, you know, past regional Fed presidents.
Which is unheard of, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's saying the Fed has really messed this up, and they continue to mess it up.
Is it the Fed or is it Yellen?
Well, it's the governors. Remember, we have an unusual situation that basically all of the Fed governors were appointed by the same president. It was never designed to be like that.
Right.
But fate has made it possible for Obama to make all these appointees. So they all philosophically are on the same page, even if there's some good scholars there, and some which there are.
Which is not to be aggressive in terms
exactly,
of the economy.
Which is keep interest rates low, do anything you can to try to create another job. That's their focus, even though
no other
central bank in the world has that as their mission. We don't have the tools of the central bank to do job creation.
This will sound crazy, folks, I know. But, Bill, do you get the idea that Barack Obama doesn't want the economy to do well?
Well, you know, I don't know if that's his explicit objective.
I think in a perverted way, you could make the case for that, couldn't you?
Oh, sure, you can. I just think he has a set of very different objectives which he pursues, and in the pursuit of those goals, you know, like cooling down the whole world, that's damaging. So he damages the economy by not paying attention to the important things and by running off chasing butterflies. And, you know, and the policy is all oriented
around
that.
And the chickens have come home to roost now, haven't they, on all
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I mean, the jury's in on the Obama policies production, isn't it? Look around the world. Look at the economies. It's really something. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our heroes around here. And I encourage you to check out his work. You start with wherever you want, nfib.com, smallbiz.org, or my website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.